Jello Show.
All right, listeners. I am Mr. Zero. This is the Psycho Jello Show on Frank Zappa.
Well, I'm about to get sick from watching my TV. Checking out the news until my eyeballs fail to see. I mean, to say that every day is just another rotten mess. And when it's gonna change, my friend, is anybody's guess. So I'm watching and I'm waiting, hoping for the best. Even think I'll go to pray every time I hear them saying that there's no way to delay that trouble coming every day. No way to delay that trouble coming every day. Wednesday I watched a riot, I seen the cops out on the street. Watched them throwing rocks and stuff and choking in the heat. Listen to reports about the whiskey passing round. Seen the smoke and fire and the market burning down. Watch while everybody on your street would take a turn. The stomp and smash and bash and crash and slash and bust and burn. And I'm watching and I'm waiting, hoping for the best. Even think I go to praying every time I hear them saying that there's no way to delay that trouble coming every day. No way to delay that trouble coming every day. Well, you can cool it, you can heat it. Cause baby, I don't need it. Take your TV tube and eat it. And all that phony stuff on sports and all the unconfirmed reports. You know, I watch that rotten box until my head began to hurt. From checking out the way the newsmen say they get the dirt. Before the guys on channel so-and-so, and further they assert that any show they'll interrupt to bring you news if it comes up. They say that if the place blows up, they will be the first to tell. Cause the boys they got downtown are working hard and doing swell. And if anybody gets the news before it hits the street, they say that no one blabs it faster, their coverage can't be beat. And if another woman driver gets machine gun from a seat, they'll send some joker with a brownie and you'll see it all complete. So I'm watching and I'm waiting, hoping for the best. Even think I go to praying every time I hear them saying that there's no way to delay that trouble coming every day. No way to delay that trouble coming every day. Hey, you know something, people? I'm not black, but there's a whole lot of times I wish I could say I'm not white. Well, I've seen the fires burning and the local people turning on the merchants and the shops who used to sell their brooms and mops and every other household item. Watch a mob just turn and bite them, and they say it served them right because a few of them were white. And it's the same across the nation, black and white discrimination. Yeah, and you can't understand me and all that other jazz they hand me in the papers and TV and all that mass stupidity that seems to grow more every day. These time you hear something it would say, he wants to go and do you in, cause the color of your skin just don't appeal to him, no matter if it's black or white, because he's out for blood tonight. To sit around at home and watch this thing begin, but I'll bet there won't be many live to see it really end. Cause a fire in the street ain't like the fire in the heart, and in the eyes of all these people, don't you know that this could start on any street in any town, in any state, if any clown decides that now's the time to fight for some ideal he thinks is right. And if a million more agree, there ain't no great society, as it applies to you and me. Our country isn't free, and the law refused to see if all that you can ever be is just a lousy janitor. And unless your uncle owns the store, you know that five and every four just won't amount to nothing more. They'll watch the rats go across the floor and make up songs about being poor. Blow your harmonica, son.
Do it again.
We are the other people. We are the other people. We are the other people. You're the other people too. On the way to get to you. Do you think that I'm crazy? Sleep in a phone booth. Let me take a minute and tell you my plan. Let me take a minute and tell who I am. If it doesn't show, then you better know I'm another person. Do you think that my pants are too tight? Do you think that I'm creepy? Let me take a minute and tell you my plan. Let me take a minute and tell who I am. If it doesn't show, then you better know I'm another person. We are the other people. We are the other people. We are the other people. You're the other people too. On the way to get to you. We are the other people. We are the other people. We are the other people. You're the other people too. On the way to get to you. Stupid and blind. Do you think that I dream through the night of holding you near me? Let me take a minute and tell you my plan. Let me take a minute and tell who I am. If it doesn't show, then you better know I'm another person.
Greetings, listeners. Welcome to the new year. I am Mr. Zero. This is the Psycho Jello Show on Frank Zappa. He was born Frank Vincent Zappa on the 21st of December 1940 in Baltimore, Maryland. He passed away on the 4th of December 1993. He has released a total of 112 albums, 40 singles, and 3 songs on the Billboard charts. Opening our show from June of 1966, it charted number 130 on the Billboard charts. The album was Freak Out. The song was Trouble Every Day. You just heard the song Mother People, dedicated to my son Obleon and his mother Asha. From the number 30 charting album, We're Only In It For The Money. I have to say that's probably my favorite album title of all time. That was from March of 1968. Frank Zappa performed that song in the Monkees television show Blow Their Minds, episode number 57 from March of 1968. Also in that episode, Mike Nesmith interviews Frank Zappa, who interviews Mike Nesmith. The Psycho Jello Show is recorded at Mr. Zero's Rising Star Studios in St. Paul, Minnesota, just across the street from Prince Music Lessons on Lexington Avenue North. Coming up now from the Hot Rats album, charting at number 173 from October of 1969, Peaches and Regalia.
Give me your dirty love, like you might surrender to some dragon in your dreams. Give me your dirty love, like a pink donation to the dragon in your dreams. I don't need your sweet devotion, and I don't want your cheap emotion.
Whip me up some dragon lotion for your dirty love. Dirty love.
Give me your dirty love, like some tacky little pamphlet in your daddy's bottom drawer. Give me your dirty love. I don't believe you've never seen his book before. I don't need no consolation. I don't want your reservation. I only got one destination, and that's your dirty love. Your dirty love.
Give me just like your mama make her fuzzy poodle do. Give me your dirty love, the way your mama make that nasty poodle chew. I'll ignore your cheap aroma and your little bo peep diploma.
I'll just put you in a coma with some dirty love. Some dirty love. That dirty love. That dirty love.
The poodle bites.
Come on, Frenchie.
The poodle chooses.
Snap.
The poodle bites.
Come on, Frenchie.
The poodle chooses.
Snap.
The poodle bites.
Come on, Frenchie.
The poodle chooses. Poodle bites.
Come on, Frenchie.
Poodle chews.
Not a speck of cereal.
Poodle bites.
Come on, Frenchie.
Poodle chews.
Nothing but the best for my dog.
Poodle bites.
Come on, Frenchie.
Poodle chews.
Come on.
Poodle bites.
Come on, Frenchie.
You just heard "Dirty Love" from September of 1973 from the number 32 charting album "Overnight Sensation." Not only did Frank Zappa appear in the Monkees television show. Later on that year, in November of 1968, he appeared in the Monkees film Head as the music critic. In 1969, he produced an album by the band The GTOs with famous groupie Pamela DeBar, with two songs written by Monkees' Davy Jones. Frank Zappa also appeared on John Lennon's album Sometime in New York City, released in June of 1972 from a concert that was performed with John Lennon and Frank Zappa in June of 1971. If you want to hear the last 90 episodes of the Psycho Jello Show, simply go to MrZeros.com under the podcast key. Check us out on RosevillePatch.com under Mr. Zeros for articles on the artists we cover on this show. Be sure to check us out on Facebook at Mr. Zero's Psycho Jello Music History Show. Coming up now, Cosmic Debris from March of 1974 for the number 10 charting album, Apostrophe.
Mystery man came over and he said, I'm out of sight. He said, for a nominal service charge, I could reach Nirvana tonight. If I was ready, willing, and able to pay him his regular fee, he would drop all the rest of his pressing affairs and devote his attention to me. But I said,
look here, brother, who you down?
Now who you jiving with that cosmic debris?
Look here, brother, don't you waste your time on me.
The mystery man got nervous and he fidgeted around a bit. He reached in the pocket of his mystery robe and he whipped out a shaving kit. Now I thought it was a razor and a can of foaming goo. But he told me right then when the top popped open, there was nothing his box won't do. With the oil of Aphrodite and the dust of the Grand Wazoo. He said, you might not believe this little fellow, but it'll cure your asthma too. And I said,
you can't help me out, so
take your meditations and your preparations and ram it up your snout.
But I got a crystal ball,
he said, and held it to the light. So I snatched it all away from him, and I showed him how to do it right.
I wrapped the newspaper around my head so I looked like I was mean. I said some mumble jumble then, I told him he was going to sleep. I robbed his rings and pocket watch, and everything was a clown. I had that sucker hypnotized, he couldn't even make a sound. I proceeded to tell him his future then, as long as he was hanging around. I said,
the price of meat has just gone up and your old lady has just gone down.
Now, is that a real poncho or is that a Sears poncho? Don't you know, you could make more money as a butcher. So don't you waste your time on me.
Don't waste it. Don't waste your time on me.
About dancing, that's why I got this song. One of my legs is shorter than the other, and both of my feet's too long. Of course, now right along with them, I got no natural rhythm, but I go dancing every night, hoping one day I might get it right. I'm a dancing fool. I jump out of my seat, but I can't compete, cause I'm a dancing fool. Dancing fool. The disco folks all dressed up like this fit to kill. I walk on in and see them there, gonna give them all a thrill. When they see me coming, they all steps aside. He has a fit while I commit my social suicide. I'm a dancing fool. Wrong, but I'm a dancing fool. I may be totally wrong, but I'm a dancing fool.
Yowza, yowza, yowza. I got it all together now with my very own disco clothes. Hey, my shirt's half open to show you my chain and the spoon for up my nose. I am really something, that's what you'd probably say.
So smoke your little smoke, drink your little drink, while I dance the night away.
I'm a dancing fool.
I may be totally wrong, but I'm a. I may be totally wrong, but I'm a. I may be totally wrong, but I'm a fool, yeah.
Hey, darling, can I buy you a couple of drinks? Looking for Mr. Goodbar? Here he is.
Wait a minute, I've got it. You're an Italian.
Huh? You're Jewish? Oh, love your nails. You must be a Libra. Your place or mine.
Yes.
You just heard the number 45 hit from March of 1979, Dancin' Fool, from the number 21 charting album, Chic Your Booty. Frank Zappa was married twice. His second wife, Gail, he married in 1967. They remained married until his death in 1993. They had four children. That would be Moon, Dweezil, Amit, and Diva. I got to catch Frank Zappa in Mesa, Arizona at the amphitheater on the 10th of October in 1981. I even had the concert poster. Alas, I gave it to my cousin when I moved out of town. The Psycho Jello Show is sponsored by Mr. Zero's in Roseville, 55113, where they sell classic music, retro toys, vintage video games, and movies too since 2009, where nerd is the word, right next to Music Go Round in Roseville. Coming up now, the number 32 hit, Valley Girl, from May of 1982, from the number 23 charting album, Ship Arriving Too Late.
Valley Girl, she's a valley girl. Valley Girl, she's a valley girl. Okay, fine, for sure, she's a valley girl in a falling star. Okay, fine, for sure, she's a...
Like, oh my God!
Valley Girl!
Like, totally!
Valley Girl!
And Steno's like, so bitchin'.
Valley Girl!
There's like, the Galleria. Stores and stuff. I like buy the neatest mini skirts and stuff. It's like so bitchin' because like everybody's like super, super nice. It's like so bitchin'. Like, are you into S&M? I go, oh, right. Could you, like, just picture me in, a leather teddy? Yeah, right. Hurt me. I'm sure, no way. He was, like, freaking me out. He called me a beastie. That's, like, he's totally blitzed. He goes, like, bag your face, I'm sure. Freaking out, too. there, that's gonna be really like a total bummer. I'm freaking out. I'm sure. Like those things that like stick in your mouth are so gross. You gotta get saliva all over them. But like, I don't know, it's gonna be cool, you know. I'll buy some like see my smile. It'll be like really cool. Except my like teeth are like too small. But no biggie. So awesome. It's like tubular, you know. Well, I'm not like really ugly or anything. It's just like, I don't know. You know me, I'm like into the like the clean stuff, like Pac-Man and like, I don't know, like my mother like makes me do the dishes. It's like so gross, like all the stuff like sticks to the plate and it's like somebody else's food, you know, it's like grody to the max, I'm sure. It's like really nauseating, like bark out, gag me with the spoon, gross. I am sure. Totally.
Sounds like our show has come to an end, folks. This episode of Mr. Zero's Psycho Jello Radio Show is sponsored by Selectronics Cell Phone Repair in Anoka. Call 763-218-6048 for Selectronics Cell Phone Repair and tell them the Zero sent ya. Taking us out from October of 1984, from the album Us or Them, this is Be In My Video.
Ooh.
I am Mr. Zero. This was the Psycho Jello Show on Frank Zappa. Tune in next time when you can hear me in the stars.
Well, all right. Now get ready and get set. It's time to roll. It is time for Mr. Zero Psycho Jello Show. Said it's time for Mr. Zero and the Psycho Jello Show.